From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors de Sabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Close your eyes, bow down your head, and let's pray. When you say close your eyes, some people don't close their eyes. I mean close your eyes. No talking. Close your eyes. I can see. I don't think I can see you. I can see you. So close your eyes, bow down your head, and let's pray. Father, this morning we're so blessed and privileged to be in your house. We thank you that you are God. We thank you that there's none like unto you. We thank you that even though we don't see you, you are, you exist. The Bible says you are the rewarder of them that diligently seek you. Thank you that as we've gathered here, you speak to us. Speak to us, O God. Let us not leave the same as we came. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Wonderful. So, we are back from Jamaica. Some of us are back from Jamaica, isn't it? those of you who didn't go, you missed out. Yeah. And the rest, I think they are coming. Some are coming today, some are coming tomorrow, by the grace of God. And I want to encourage you, anytime we're doing something as a church, you should be part of it. What do you think? Yeah, there are some people who never want to be part of things in the church. It's not a nice attitude in church. Amen. So next time, forget about the money. You know, when you travel, you see things. You get wiser. I say you get wiser when you travel. So travel and see. If you're in a place for a long time, you think that the whole world is where you are. But the whole world is not where we are. There are other things, there are other places. You go and see that some places are even worse than where we live. Or some places are better than where we live. Anything, you even in a plane moving. Otherwise, you'll be like a ghetto person for the rest of your life. But I don't think that God intends you to be like that. That's why he brings these kind of trips and open doors and all of that. It's all part of church. So you'll be rounded and you'll be grounded. If you're opening the door, please make sure that it is... Where's Wilbert? You came to open the door. Please. Otherwise, keep it closed. If you can't keep it open and keep it there, then please keep it closed. We'll sweat and then we'll go. That's fine. Yeah. Hallelujah. Right, so I'm sure you know the breaking latest news. So the young lady playing the keyboard is no longer JoJo. She's LP JoJo, Lady Pastor Joanne. God bless you. Breaking news. So she's not JoJo anymore. She's been in this church too long enough to be promoted to this office here. She's worked 11 years old. She joined this church. She's now, what, 24, 25? 24. So 13 years she has been here. It's not actually by how long you came, but it's how faithful you have been. Some of you, 10 years, you became funny. 8 years, you said, I've been here for 8 years. You became funny. No. I have been in Lighthouse since 1995. Think about it. 24 years I've been here. 24. It's when you get to 24 that you can behave like how you're behaving. We are 24 and we are still here pastoring. And you, 4 years. Yeah, it means you can't handle things in life at all. You cannot be trusted with anything because you disappoint God. So she's been here for 13 years by the grace of God. And she's going to get married very soon. You watch and see. Mr. Joanne, buy your wedding dress, oh. Yeah. It's coming live. You wait and see. Yeah, live, right? It's going to be another breaking news. So that's Lady Pastor Joanne. God bless you, JoJo. Really love and appreciate you all these years. Amen. God bless you. And of course, we came to the scheme. And we are promoting scheme people. So all those in the scheme who don't like us, they should galang. So the latest boy, he's the breaking news, he was also called Mary. Because I hear Christmas time, he gets very excited. So they used to call him Mary. It's when he started coming to the church, his auntie would come and stand together. Mary! Mary! She would come, Mary, you come with a drop cord. The woman would come with a drop cord and say, "Where'd I go? I'll lash you. What are you doing so long in the church?" Come and embarrass him right here. Ladies and gentlemen, the latest reverend in town, Reverend Keith Massey. Wow. Isn't that a blessing? Wonderful. So God bless you. Congratulations for all the years of turmoil and hard work and faithfulness. We pray that God will take you further. Amen. Are you not happy with him? Yeah. God bless you. You'll be seated. So he is actually the official pastor of this church. I'm the bishop. He's the pastor of this church. Right? Yeah, so that's stand, brother. He's the reverend of this church. You see, a bishop is what? I am a bishop, isn't it? A bishop is an overseer. Yeah. So now I have a reverend, so he's here. I just preach on Sunday, but he owns the church. The church is for him here. So the church is for you from today. You are the pastor of this church. Oh, put your hands together for Reverend Keith. Yeah. So when you come, you don't see me. You have seen the pastor. When people say, the pastor is a bad man, it's not me, it's him. So that everything, the African man, he's the African man. We're looking for the pastor, please look for Reverend Keith, not me. I am the bishop. I am the overseer. So my place is not, I'm not stable. I move around. I have so many churches that I oversee. So, I mean, being here every Sunday is even a blessing to you. So now that I've gotten one of the scheme boys to, you know, become a reverend, promoted, at least now I can move around properly. If the scheme people say they won't come to the church, then it's their own scheme man they don't want to support, isn't it? God bless you, sir. Put your hands together for Reverend Keith again. Amen. All right. I want to preach, isn't it? How many of you came from Pearl, the East Bank Pearl? Can you stand? Those who came from Pearl, I ask that you come this morning here. Where are you? Pearl. The Pearlians. Are you here? Okay. All right. From Pearl. Okay. All right. Do you know me? You know me? You know me? Really? Okay. You know me, girlfriend? You know me? Huh? Okay. You know me? You don't know me? I don't know you too. All right. God bless you. You may be sitting. How old are you, little boy? How old are you? You're 12. Are you sure? What's your ID card? All right. And those from Parika? Your pastors are enjoying Jamaica, so I ask you to come. Where are the Parika, you're from Parika. Where is Venetia? Is it Venetia? She didn't come. So just the three of you. 11. So where are they? Virginugian. Virginugian, I flocked. Parika, please stand. Please stand. 11 of you, so where are they? Why, are they frightened or something? They're frightened? Oh, they are the ones with the babies. Okay. Why, you make children in Virginia? North children. Okay, wow. But I'm still not seeing 11. Where are the 11, Odika? They call another village. I've looked. All right, God bless you. You may be seated. All right. So, I want to preach. But I want to meet after church. Many of you shouldn't go because I want to meet the ushers. I want to meet the old choir. I want to meet the... Why are you laughing? I want to meet those who take care of the kids outside. I want to meet, you know, the Basenta leaders. And I want to meet a few people and all of that. So, what? Airport stars, I want to meet the dancing stars also. So I have meetings with almost every department. Okay, but the diplomats, they can go and have lunch and, you know, the DP number plate, you know, they have to. I'm preaching for Bishop's new book, Those Who Honor You. Those Who honor you. Those who honor you. It's available on Amazon for just $10. Please, those who have Amazon accounts, go to the Amazon Kindle, download it, and then press one click, and you buy it. Just $10, it's $2,000. Just comes on your device. You can actually have it on, I think, more than one device. I'm not sure how many, but I have it on my phone and I have it on my iPad. So when I buy it here, I download it here. It's also downloaded there also. Right, so I read it on my phone and I read on my iPad as well. So if my phone, the battery dies, I said, no problem, you die, I'll bury you. My iPad is there. If iPad says he's dead, no problem. I go to my phone. You get it? You need these things to survive. What do you think? Yeah, it's not only, don't think about things that doesn't make people survive. Think about real spiritual things. Kent, are you from Sophia? Are you the only one from Sophia? Who is from Sophia? Okay, wonderful. All right, so those who honor you, it's part of the loyalty and disloyalty series. Because if you don't honor, it means you are disrespectful. It makes you rebellious, it makes you proud, it makes you a very funny person around. You get it? So those who honor, it's just like one of you is a devil. It's also part of the loyalty and disloyalty series. Now, if you look into the dictionary defines honor as what? To hold in high honor or high respect. To hold, daddy can control him, isn't it? That's why we need daddies. So if you're a children mother, you punishing him. Those of you who like to have children without fathers, all these years since Adam time, we know that thing is no good though. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying? Since Adam time, we know that making children without a resident father is not advantageous in any way. Yeah. So it's 2 million years ago we got to know that revelation. So those of you who still want to make children without resident fathers, congratulations. If I was a girl, no ring, no thing. Yeah. I'll block it off. No ring, no thing. Serious. Yeah. To hold in honor or high respect. To treat with honor, to worship a supreme being, to show a courteous regard for, to show a courteous regard for. Okay. To show a courteous regard for. So when I talk about those who honor you, or when Bishop talks about those who honor you, you are talking about those who hold in honor or high respect. So that's what we're going to study. We're talking about faith secrets, isn't it? You speak a lot about faith secrets. Faith loves adventure. Faith is what? Your life, your faith is your life. Faith is obedience. Your attitude, faith is your attitude. So we have learned something. We have been to school, and your faith should affect this. Faith makes you make adjustments. So these things must stay with you, and they must be used at the time and the moment when you need to apply them. These are like storehouse. These are like reserves. These are like your warehouse. When you need soap, you go into your warehouse and then you use the soap. So as these words come to you, you should really keep them in your head and apply them. So I'm starting those who honor you. I'm talking about those who respect you. And it's very, very important to understand that as a Christian, there are things and there are people you must respect. Otherwise, you become funny. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible says, we'll start one time, Romans chapter 13 and verse 7. So honor is to hold in high esteem. Because sometimes people don't even know that they are disrespectful. Because people are not trained. People are not cultured. People don't know what is right and what is wrong. Yeah. And so that is why it demands, life demands a teachable spirit or a learning attitude. That's why it's only those who are willing to learn who move forward. Because there's so many things you discover as you go along. Are you with me? Now, for example, I like technology. I like development. Even though development brings a lot of evil spirits around also. Because development makes people forget about God. When you are underdeveloped, you look to God a bit more. Because like, nobody can help you but some supreme being. But when the system is developed, you don't look to any supreme being. You just do this, and then you get something. Are you there? So, for example, one of the things you see in Jamaica is that the Chinese, they have allowed the Chinese to do their highways. So you can drive from Kingston all the way to Montego Bay. So like this Linden Road they are talking about. We don't even need Linden. We should do it from Suzdike Highway to straight, because you have to go through that Wisma Bridge again. That is not good, which is only a small thing. So that road to Lethem, it will be one of the great developments in our country. I wish they are not just talking and they are not using this for elections and they will really do this thing practically. Because you and I can drive for 3, 4, or 5 hours, go to Brazil, spend a weekend, learn some things there, see some things, improve our thinking and our mindset, come back. It will help. Brazilians who also drive in, they'll come and sell. You see how the Venezuelans are selling things around that you normally don't see around. A country only opens and develops. It also brings other things. You can't eat your cake and have it. You either do this or you don't do that. You know, so I was so happy when coming from Kingston, Caribbean Airlines said, they accept electronic boarding pass. Because when you're going out of Guyana, you can check in online and then even email your boarding pass to your email and download it on your phone. But they don't allow you to leave Guyana without a paper check boarding pass. So even though the boarding pass is on your device, you have to still go to the counter, let some girl show the tawny face looking at you and print the paper that the white man has tried to move away from to save cost. So when you're coming from JFK, you're coming from Heathrow, you're coming from Schiphol, you have the thing on your phone. It's scanning like the supermarket when you scan products. You go, they scan a thing, and then the whole information is on the computer. So then I scan at Norman Manley in Kingston. Then I get to Piako, going through transit. They said, I can't go. I need a paper boarding pass. I said, what is this? So it's like, you learn. If that's another part of the world you've come to. So a young lady tells one of the colleagues, man, where she has come, he just let him go. They said, when you get up there, please, boarding, just make sure that you get a boarding pass. You learn. You learn. So maybe to save me from all this thing, well, next time when I'm coming from Kingston, I just go for a paper and I'm fine. You learn. Some people don't even know that you can check in online. That you have to go and there are things, you know. So as we come to church, we're also learning to improve our lives. And we must understand that there is something. Where's my scripture? You give me my scripture. Romans 13:7. You didn't mind me. Or you didn't hear. That you should learn to do things well. The Bible says that render therefore to all their dues. Render to all their dues. We will look at it in New Living Translation and see whether it makes the same sense. Render unto all what? Give to everyone what you owe them. Hey, did you know that you owe people something? He says, pay your taxes and government fees. Because you can't be a Christian who does not pay taxes. A Christian who does not pay tithe. You brought up, you can't. This is what the Bible is teaching us. Give to everyone what you owe them. Pay your taxes and government fees to those who collect them. And give respect and honor to those who are in authority. Render. He said, honor to whom honor is due. So it means that, let's go back to our King James. It means that there are people in authority. New Living Translation even makes it a little clearer than this one. He says, give respect and honor to those in authority. And there are several people and several classes of authority. Are you with me? Now, this morning, I just want to focus a little bit on honoring relationships. Honoring relationships. Understand that when God created the heavens and the earth, he created man. It was not, you see, a woman was not God's original plan. Ladies, are you there? Afaneta, you were not in God's plan from the beginning. Yeah. When he finished creating everything, he said, everything was good. It was just that Adam was the one who brought a woman into the world. Because it was Adam's loneliness, not God's plan. As a result of Adam's loneliness, God created a fitting companion for Adam to actually kill his loneliness, not to give him trouble. When you say this, the women don't like it. Especially even if you say it publicly out there, they don't like it. But if you believe in God and you believe in the Bible, you will understand that a woman was God's solution to a problem, not a problem to a problem. And that is why a woman should wait to be asked to help. And not to offer herself to help. You are not a tout. Let somebody have need of your service. Rather than you marketing yourself. You see, when you market yourself, you lie. You are deceiving when you market yourself. Because you want somebody to so much want you and take you. So you present yourself, you mix it up, you dilute yourself so that you can become presentable. But if we understand that it must come from the man's point of view, then all you do is that you just mind your own business. You like me or you choose me just as I am. It's you who want me. I'll just do what I have to do. And I'll just wait. That's why I personally think that a woman who makes a man know that you like him is a bush woman. That's my personal opinion. You should raise your price a bit. Raise your value a bit. Yeah, if you are just $1, please bring it to $5. Just add some $4. I said, when you come to church, you learn. No? So that was the beginning of relationships. God brought a woman into Adam's life. So then now, the Bible says that, therefore will a man leave his father and his mother and be joined together with his wife, and the two shall be one. So God is the one who created relationships. So relationships, we must be, church, are you listening to me this morning? We must be very careful about relationships. If you are not a Christian, you can do whatever you want to do. But when you become a Christian, you have to be careful, because we are serving and we are following a God who we can never predict. who does not think like how we think? Who will use somebody that we don't like or respect for what he wants to happen? And because of that, you have to be very careful how you relate with people. What you do today against somebody may rise up and haunt you tomorrow. Because God is not a man that he should lie. So there are people that we, that's where relationships started from. And God will connect you with people. God will make somebody choose you and marry you. God will help you to bring forth children. God will set a pastor above you. God will bring you above. There are people who you are related to who deserve. It's not everybody who you have to honor. You don't have to honor your boyfriend. Your boyfriend doesn't deserve honor. I beg you. Let's call a spade a spade. Not everyone is due honor. So that's what the Bible says. Can you give me back my verse? Render therefore to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due. Honor to whom honor. So it means that it's not everybody who deserves honor. No boyfriend. That is why the New Living Translation even specifies it to say that for those in authority. If you have to honor somebody in authority and you don't, you have done something wrong. It's not just okay when you have to honor somebody who is in authority and you don't. The Bible says do. It's a command. So if you don't do, you have sinned. Are you following? And there are people in authority. The first is God the Father Almighty. Yeah. Honor the Father. And it will give life to your relationships with your Heavenly Father. So that's number one. Honor the Father. And it will give life to your relationship with your Heavenly Father. You see, when you honor a relationship, that relationship flourishes. Florissa, are you there? Are you listening? When you honor, you see, you only get, like for me and you will get wrong when you don't honor me, when you don't do things that I like. That's the only time we'll get wrong. Or, I don't want your money, I don't need your money, there's nothing, I don't want anything from you. The only time you and I get wrong, you think about it. Those of you who have seen the other side of me, ask yourself, when did that other side show up? Ask yourself. Was it when I asked you to let me touch your body?
Ajish, never.
Did I send you a picture of my naked body? Did you? When do you and I, as your pastor, when do we get wrong? And I get wrong with several people in the church. It is when the relationship is not honored. So honoring gives richness to relationships. Hello, is somebody here this morning? I said honoring gives richness to relationships. So if you want your relationship with somebody that God has given to you to be good, you have to honor that relationship. You have to esteem that relationship with high respect. Somebody says, oh, because he's my pastor, I cannot do this. He's my pastor. Oh, because my pastor, because he's God. I mean, and that is what we are saying. The first person that you should honor is God, who sees everything, who knows everything. So if you want to honor your relationship with God, you shouldn't do something that would disrespect God or bring shame to God's name. So if you don't honor, you won't have a great relationship with that authority. I'm sure some of us don't really want relationships around. I know some of you don't even want relationships. I know. But it's so sad because relationships are from God. Relationships are from God. How did we get to meet? Did you and I meet each other on Facebook? Once upon a time, you didn't know me, I didn't know you. By the grace of God, we know each other now. It is God. It means that we have to honor God. When God brings somebody, your mother, your father, your boss man, God, your pastor, your bishop, Charlie, God is the author of relationships. So when you don't honor relationships, you are actually not honoring God. And to honor means to show high respect and high value for someone. So think about it. If you say you respect God, think about 10 things you can do to show that you respect God. At random, can you help me? 10 things you can do to show that you honor God. You respect God. Number one,
pay your tithe.
Number two, somebody else? Win souls. Number three, read your Bible. Number four, pray. Quiet time, huh? What else? Sorry? Honor the man of God he put in charge of you. Come to church regularly. Oh, we know all the things that we do that will show respect to God. So that's why God said, if I am your father, where is my honor? Where is that day that you choose to honor me with? Christians are one of the people who say they believe in God, are one of the people who dishonor God with excuses. As if, you see what we make God look? We make God look like if we don't get a job, if we don't get a job that has a Sunday working hours inside, we will not survive in this life. So you can't, as a pastor, even suggest to a church member, don't take a job, a shift job, or a Sunday job that will take you away from the presence of God. No, somebody will tell you that you don't want them to do well. But staying away from the presence of God is disrespectful. You say, God understands. What do you mean by God understand? You don't understand honor. All that you say is that it's the church, not God. That's what you think. You will separate the pastor, you will separate the church's meeting days from God. You will say, you and God are right. It's the church rather, or the pastor rather. No, you don't understand. That's why you're talking like that. Everything is together. It's like God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. You can't separate them. You can't separate your love for God from coming to church. You can't separate your love for God from reading your Bible. You can say, I love God, but I don't read my Bible. Oh, me and God, we are right. It's just the sun that I don't like the sun so much. That's what the Muslims talk. Say, Muslims say, we love God, but the sun is not the real sun. There's no sun. Our first role, Christians, is to honor God. So when you are walking in the way of sinners, ask yourself, is this honor to God? Forget about Bishop. I will come. Bishop is there, number 20 or something, 54. When you are walking in a certain way, when there's no church, when there's nobody there, ask yourself that this thing that I'm doing, is it going to bring honor to the God I declare I love and I serve? Remember, lack of honor means there will be a lack of a good relationship. And think about how you will be, how your state will be when you don't have a good relationship with God. Who needs the relationship? Who needs the blessings in this life? Who needs the provisions in this life? Who needs to be preserved? Who needs to be kept healthy throughout the year? Who needs the things that only God can give? You see, I've said it before that we human beings, we are very selfish. If you know somebody is important and the person can make you get through with things, you get close to them. You suck up to them. But we don't do that with God. Is it because we don't believe God? Or we don't believe that God exists? We'd rather suck up to a human being who we know is in authority than to the one, the Bible says, the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord. Hey, any authority or any, Shabra, stand up. Anybody you know, anywhere who can do something for you, who can do anything for you, that person's heart and his mind, whether he will change his mind or not, it's not the person's will. It depends on God. It depends on God. So the first authority figure in your life and in my life is God. That is why when God told me, Bishop said, go to Guyana. Hey, where is Guyana? Challenges, problems, issues, all of that you put aside. Because when you bring those things in, you are actually trying to disrespect. Because you are trying to say that you can't take care of me. When I go, I gone dead. If you're dead, it's good also. It's also part of, yeah, on the battlefield, it's also part of it. So all the things we refuse to do, we analyze and say it's difficult or it's challenging. It is not showing honor or reverence to God. Church, the time has come for us to learn the Bible and learn it well. God deserves to be respected. That's why we say, no getting up. When you come to the church, you don't get up. You don't, you can't, you see, if you are from the ghetto, it's okay, but you can't get up when we are in the church. Why? Because, I mean, you need somebody to lead you to the right place. And I want to really lead you to respect the presence and the atmosphere that God is here. God is here. And so you don't talk to somebody, you don't comment, you don't murmur, you don't get up and answer your phone. You don't do that in the presence of somebody you highly respect. You don't do that. It's not honorable. That is why our schools are the way they are now. We don't honor the teachers. And it is okay not to honor and respect the teachers also, because the Ministry of Education has allowed that. So it makes people think that any authority you can abuse. We don't honor laws. Laws don't work. People are above the law. So we walk around in this world as if we are above everything, not knowing that we can never be above God. If we don't show respect and honor to God, we are killing our relationship with Him. You have to honor relationships. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 30. There are so many things we put, sometimes even we honor so many things before God. Yeah, so we honor our jobs. So we honor ourselves. We honor our families. Wherefore, the Lord God of Israel saith, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. This is God is talking to Eli, the priest. But now, the Lord says, be it far from me. In other words, I have changed my mind. Why? Our relationship has now become sour. Why? For them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Let's go to Creolis. So, if you know the history, Eli had two sons, Hophni and Phinehas. And they used to misbehave in the church. And Eli, the pastor, never addressed that issue. It's important to address issues. So, for those of you who, when I address your issue, you don't like it. When I address your issues, you think that... No. It's important because you don't know how God is looking at me when I'm quiet over your issue. It's like you see somebody is going wrong and you are God's servant. And then you just keep quiet for the person to go the wrong way. The person even doesn't know they are going the wrong way. You, the pastor, you know. And so, man, left them. At least me, I will say it. If you don't listen to me, it's fine. But I will say it. You know me. Don't you know me here? I will say it. Our man. You know our man. Ojalana, you don't know our man. Our man will not let you feel comfortable when you are going wrong. You got to feel it. Fire. If you take it, so if you don't take it, it's okay. I will let you know that I cannot be a guide to you and lead you into the trench and let you drown. No. Therefore, the Lord, the God of Israel, says, I promise that your branch of the tribe of Levi. So Eli came from the tribe of Levi that God said they have been chosen to be priests. Listen to this. This is serious. It's serious. Do you remember when God spoke to Moses about those who were supposed to be pastors? Reuben, Simeon, Levi, the third son of Jacob. God said, everybody else can do whatever, done this, that, but Levi and his descendants will be pastors. So if you are from Reuben, you can be a pastor. Like from my hometown, where I come from, all the way in Agogo, Asante Achem. Our family has, We have, there's a particular kinship that falls on our family. So it's only people from my family who are eligible to assume that role. So we are in the village. The head, the main chief is from one family. Then there's another chief for development that falls onto another family. And then there's Chidom, a sub-chief. Chidom Hene. Chidom comes from my family, the Adriana family. So if I was in my hometown at this point, one day they would come and say, brother, it's your turn. In the same way, you don't understand because you left there a long time ago. You forgot it. What I'm saying is like the Indians do that. The Indians practice dynasty. If the president is from this family, you say that the wife, the Gandhis, Indira Gandhi, you say that the husband also wants to be a president, like Janet and Chedi and Dagjio. All these, they're all in the one flat family. The Bushes, the Bush. They were even voted. We are not voted, we are picked. You don't vote. So God decided that all these things are from the Bible. These cultures and traditions are biblical. I don't know if you're following. So God chose the tribe of Levi to be priests, to be pastors forever in Israel. Are you following? Are you here? Don't sleep, oh. Don't lose me. Now, when it was the time for Eli, the priest, to serve in the church. He served in the church well, but one thing he didn't do was that his boys were doing foolish things in the church. When the people come with their sacrifices, the part that belongs to God, that's the part that they take. In other words, it's like the boys in the church having, you know, sexual intercourse with the girls, and the girls, things that are not honorable in the church. The boys used to do it. And Eli knew about it, but he didn't say anything about it. So one day God stood up and said, enough is enough. So Hannah's boy, Samuel, who was merely going to primary school, and was given to Eli, or given to God to be with Eli in a temple, this boy started having some supernatural experiences. So one morning, he heard a voice. Samuel. He ran to Eli and said, "You called me." He said, "No, I didn't call you." Now, when Eli taught him how to respond to the voice, then God spoke to Samuel about that big man. And how that big man, he's going to die. And when he dies, that little boy was the one who was going to be the next priest or prophet. And look at the shift. Samuel was not from the tribe of Levi. He didn't have the family name Allen. But everything Mr. Allen had, he gave it to him. God changed something that was practiced in the days of Moses. This is 1 Samuel. So you're talking about Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth. Now you come to 1 Samuel. So for almost like 100 years later, one pastor who could not correct the sins and the bad things his children were doing in the church. In other words, who overlooked people who were dishonoring God. That man brought an end to, let's say, if you were in the tribe of Levi, ever going to be a pastor, that man brought an end to what you could have experienced. He said, "But I will honor those who honor me, and I will despise those who think lightly of me." It means your thought of God in a light way is what makes you disrespect God. When you are given a role in the church, you take it lightly. It's not a role. It's God you are taking lightly, and you are bringing disrespect to God. And he is saying that he will respect those who respect him, and he will not respect those who don't respect him. This is God speaking. We've not even come to the bishop. The bishop is number 744. The first one is God the Father. He says he will honor those who honor him. Church, if you hear this message and you don't respect God from today, I don't know what kind of person you are. You see, that's why I will not easily want to talk to you again. Because then you have become somebody who doesn't want to do the thing that I want to do. You want to disrespect God. I don't want to be close to anybody who wants to disrespect God. I'm saying it clearly today for you to know. If you dishonor God, count me out of your life. You see, that is why. When people disrespect and dishonor us and leave the church, and then you say they are your friends and you still talk to them, you don't even understand what you are doing. You become a friend to people who dishonor and disrespect. And that actually shows who you are. You are just waiting for your time to also do the same thing they did. Because I know one or two of some of you, you have relationships with people who have left the church. Like, you, if it wasn't a church, where would you have known them? Ask yourself, in your Guyana days, where did you know that person from? The people you talked to outside the church who were here, you met them here in the church. I am the pastor who brought all these people together. And if the people have dishonored and disrespected, how come you choose them to be your friend? It means you're also a dishonoring and a disrespectful individual. Understanding is coming if you receive it. You don't love people more than I do. Get out of here. You just don't understand how things work. You are ignorant. If you see me saying something, let's say negative about Shorty, don't think that I don't love her. Well, how do you just explain things so lightly like that? Have you seen my heart? You a heart reader? You have a QR heart scanner? Even if I drive somebody away from the church, it doesn't mean that I don't love the person. Why are you interpreting things wrongly? Why are you interpreting things wrongly?
driving her away from the church for her to know that I can't allow her to bring curses upon herself and what she said. So you go, be out there and just do it. Not here. It's not hatred. It's not dislike. So know how you pick things up. You should understand how you pick things up. And makes people think that we don't like them or we don't want them. Or you don't understand. You don't understand. You know, I love the people even more than you show them. What love do you have for somebody? You have love for somebody? What love do you have for somebody? I'm talking about what God decided to do to a pastor when he didn't correct. And many of the people who have left is because they did some things we corrected, they were not happy, and they left. It's not that we said, get out of here. Hardly do we say, you, don't come back. It is more of people who dishonor and disrespect. So we have to correct it by saying, you know what? Out. If Eli had corrected this, he wouldn't have died when he died. In fact, God told someone that the boys will go to war and then they'll be killed. So as they go to war and they're killed, they thought that it was the battle that killed them. It's God who killed them. And he told Samuel that when Eli, the old man, will sit on his porch veranda, when he hears the news of his two boys dead, he will also fall down and die. And that's exactly what happened. And it happened. All because the man did not correct people who were dishonoring God in the church. Because they were his sons. You see how biased we are? When it's our own, we don't want to do anything. I know. Many of you here, when it comes to your children, you're very different from the church. I know it. I've been with you for many years. Once your children come in, you behave very different. You are not a Christian. You are not a Christian. You don't have no cross to carry. You don't have no cross to carry. If you have a cross, you treat your children differently. Some of the things that some of the children do, I can't imagine if my children were doing that to me. Oh, they'll die. Oh, I'll kill them. Oh, sure. You see me killing a child right here in the church. You see. Yeah. You are lucky that you are not my biological child, so I can't kill you. That's why you are alive. Yeah. You can, after church, you can call Lois. Call Timotina and ask him that. If your father hears this, I'll take you back to where you were before you came into this world. I'll take you there and leave you right there. Finish. Yeah. They know. Even this boy here, you know. That's that there are some things he wouldn't tell me, he would tell his mother. He knows. Oh, cry. Even if I'm dead lying down there, he knows exactly what I do. Always ask for mummies. You know how mummies are corrupt. You can always tell the mummy. Oh, mummies are corrupt. Yeah. Oh, mummies are corrupt. Yeah. The thing is wrong, and then it was only feelings they use. Only feelings. Yeah, mothers don't use their head at all. It's feelings. We use our head. We don't use feelings. We're not created to use feelings. You were created to use feelings. We were not created to use feelings. You are more fleshy. We are not fleshy. We are God. We were in the image of God. You were not in the image of God. Do you know that? God did not create Eve in the image of God. It's Adam he created in the image of God. Read your Bible and see. You don't understand that. It was Adam who was in the image of God, not a woman. Because, excuse me, God doesn't have, of course, God doesn't have the genitals also. Neither does he have Bobby. God doesn't have Bobby. Oh, Timo, you didn't know God doesn't have Bobby? Yeah, you didn't know. Oh, okay, yes, I'm telling you. No, this verse is very revealing. Oh, that 100 years of tradition is broken because one man of God refused to correct his children in the church. Because the children were dishonoring and disrespecting God. He said, I will honor those who honor me.
I'll despise those who think lightly of me. It means that when we honor God, the relationship we have with God is honored. So when you see people who are Christians and are doing well, don't complain. God is definitely involved in their promotion. Because it's God who promotes people. The Bible says promotion does not come from anywhere but God. It's God who promotes people. Prince, isn't it? It's God who promotes people. If God doesn't give it to you, you will not get it. You will not get it. So our first level of authority that we have to respect and honor, ladies and gentlemen, is God. That is why when we came here, when the boys would play football and they would come and they would jump on the roof, I couldn't handle it. I better fight with them here than to just sit down. Let them jump on the roof and take them football. No. It's not about me. It's about what this place stands for and how we must treat it. And that you can't kick your football on the roof and just jump the fence and jump and go up and say, where do you think you are? What building do you think you are on? This is the church. It's total disrespect, total dishonor. It may look something so trivial, but it is this. And God says, I will disrespect you if you disrespect me. And I don't want you to disrespect God so that you receive disrespect also. If God begins to disrespect you, hey, I don't want to be there. Please, count me out. At least, count me. I don't want to be there when God is disrespecting you. I don't want to be there. That's why I'm talking about it. That's why he has asked me to speak about it. So when the day comes, I'll say, oh, please, don't tell me. Don't tell me, because what happened is more of dishonor. And God has also decided now to disrespect the Levite. The Levites, he disrespect the family. He said, you people, no more. Samuel came from nowhere. It's like Vashti and Esther. When the king had some friends, was having a party, he was happy, and he asked his wife, the queen, Vashti, to dress up and come in. You know, show up, shake Shibobi and Shibati there, and let them people see how fancy woman he got. And then Vashti was, I don't know whether she was painting her nails or something, said, me ain't coming nowhere. You try there. You always got them men around you drinking and talking nonsense. I should just come and shake me body. And what do you mean? You think this body is for them things? She forgot that she was dealing with not just the king or her husband, but she was dealing with somebody in authority. That was the end of her queenship. Esther replaced Vashti. Because she disrespected the king. If the man was even drunk, and they were talking about girls and talking about things that were not, he's a king. That's why no matter who your father is, he's your father. He may not have taken care of you. He may probably be a drunkard. He may probably not be that respectful like you want, but he is still somebody in authority. He may not like your pastor. He may not like me, but I am still a man of God. The fact that you don't like me doesn't mean that God doesn't like me. Wake up. Please wake up. The fact that you don't want to come to my church or doesn't like me doesn't mean that God doesn't like me. If God doesn't like me, I won't be here. Oh, finish. Yeah, wrath doesn't equate to God's, wrath doesn't equate to God's something, the Bible says. If you're not happy, it doesn't mean that God should also not be happy together with you. Anybody in authority. And that's what we are learning. We're taking it from the top. Yeah. We are coming down. God the Father. We are going to do God the Son. We are going to do God the Holy Spirit. Oh. We're going to come down. We need to respect. Let me tell you, if you don't know respect, if you lived in a house where people don't respect people, you just can sit in any chair. You can just sleep on any bed. You can use any plate. You can use any spoon. You can just do anything. Go out anytime. Come in anytime. If you live in a house like that, you went to school where teachers are not respected and all of that, please,
this church will be the beginning of your childhood days. You have to learn back how to respect. Because here, that which you have done all your life, this one will cut your life short. The problems this one here will give you, that which you grew up with, cannot in any way be compared to it. I pray that we'll rise up and become people who honor God, people who respect God. Whenever you hear God's name, you say, "You're lucky. You're lucky because of you see, because, you're lucky. I'm a Christian. Like you see, you're lucky." That's how we live our lives, you know. That's how we live our lives. Because of God, when you look at somebody, you can't say, "I don't like the person." Because of God, when you look at you say, "I hate this person." Because of God, that's how you even go close to people. Oh, because of God, I don't know anything about him. It's not my business whether he comes to your church or not, but because of God, I want to get to know him. Honoring God is what makes you move and do the things we do around here. Honoring God is what will make you sweep the church. Honoring God is what will make you come and sweep the church.
Break it down.
Even though you don't live here.
Every Saturday.
Respect for God. Even the toilet. It's God's toilet. It may not look like God's toilet, but it's God's toilet too. So when you don't flush, it's God's toilet you're not flushing. Yeah, those who like living things. Yeah. You imagine going into your Joey, are you there? Going into your mama, your father and your mother's master bedroom. You go and use their toilet and you don't flush. You think your mother and your father will be happy with you? So co. You are a nice boy. Come next time and poo-poo here and don't flush. We like them things in our master bedroom. We like the scent and the smell you bring here. In the first place, they will tell you, bye. Once there's a master bedroom, means that there's another toilet in the house. What are you doing here? You like sitting on things that big people sit on. You like first class seat? Please, you must pay for it. This business class seat is very expensive. Go to economy class. Economy at the back, seat at the back. Row 27F. You're in the corner. Not 2F and 2D. Stand to your feet, amen. We'll continue next week by the grace of God. Honor relationships. Hallelujah. And here I am to worship. Here I am to bow. Here I am to say,
you're my God,
you're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me, King of our days. King of all days,
oh so high and so
glorious, humbly you came,
humbly you came to the earth, you created
of all I've seen. Became one.
And so
here I am to worship. Here I am to bow.
Here I am to say that
you are.
Altogether wonderful to me.
Jesus' name. Thank you for teaching us this morning. We will never disrespect you again. We will never dishonor you again. We will never lightly esteem you and anything surrounding you. Help us. Help us. We have grown in an environment where respect is not common. We've grown up not knowing who to even respect. Sometimes we disrespect the people we must respect. We dishonor the people we must honor. Thank you that as you take us through this journey of honoring, that you will definitely mold us into people you will also honor, because we will honor you. Thank you for speaking to us today. In Jesus' name. I mean, you're here this morning. God sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for you. And the most beautiful thing to do is to respond to this great love God showed towards you. Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. There's nobody who would do something so good for someone who is a bad person, condemned. That's how great God loves us. This morning, you want to respond to the love of God. You want to honor the Son of God who died on the cross of Calvary and say, you know what, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to give my heart to God. I want to be born again. I want to be called properly among the saints. I want my name to go into the book of life, and I want to walk around with eternal life and the hope of heaven. You are here like that this morning. You want to say, Bishop, please pray with me. My right hand is up. I'll pray with you. Your right hand. Just your right hand. I say, Bishop, please pray for me. I want to give my heart to God. God bless you. I see that hand. God bless you. Every eye closed, every head bowed. Just slip up your right hand up and say, Bishop, it's me. I want you to pray with me. I want to give my heart and my life to God. Just your right hand. Just your right hand only. Eyes closed, please. Eyes closed. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Your right hand. Your right hand is up. Bishop, please pray for me. God bless you. I see that hand. I want to ask you to come to me. I want to pray for you. Would you kindly leave your seat and come to me? Come, I want to pray for you. Come. Yes, I saw your hand up. Was your hand up? No, your hand wasn't up. It's okay. Are you sure? I thought your hand was up. No, are you born again already? Are you saved? You were baptized since you were 15. I'm not talking about baptism. I'm talking about whether Jesus is in your heart. Yes? You're sure? Okay. So then you can go back. If you're sure, then that's okay. Right? Wonderful. God bless you. Put your hands together for these wonderful folks that came forward. Amen. Close your eyes, sir. Madam, lift up your two hands with me and pray this prayer with me. Church, join in as we pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with my heart, and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. I open my heart right now, and I invite Jesus to come into my heart, to live in my life, to take control of my life. From this day forward, I declare that I'm born again. My life has changed. My name is in the book of life. I am now a child of God. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.